Andremo per Padre, per Santo, per gli Spiriti. Amen. Vai, Spirito. Thank you very much. So this is not you answer, in fact both of you answer why you think that you could become an engineer or a veterinarian. But my question was, how do you know that you are going to become, what are you going to become?
You become by what you like to do.
Yes, but how do you know that, how old are you?
High school.
Okay, how do you know that you're going to be what?
Like,
what are you going to
become? Like a lawyer.
A lawyer, okay. How do you know that in 15 years from now, Luca, you're going to be an engineer? How do you know? Very good answer, because you believe that you will be an engineer one day. That's how you function right now, by believing. You don't know. Right? How could you know what's going to happen in 10, 15, 20 years from now? You can't know. You believe. You believe that by working together with God and by doing your best, you could become what you want to become. We heard the Lord in today's gospel telling Thomas that, Thomas, you believed because you have seen. And then he said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Have you seen yourself a lawyer or a dentist or an engineer or a veterinarian? Have you seen yourself? If you look in the mirror, you see a child is 10, 10, 9, 8, 8. That's what you see, a child. You don't see an engineer. You see yourself as an engineer or lawyer or whatever. You see a child. But you see a child who believes that he or she could become whatever you want to become. Many times in life, we function by faith. There is no other way. That's why it is very, very important to have faith. To have faith in God, but also to have faith things are going to work out. There is no other way. In the meantime, what do we do? Because faith implies something. Faith implies, if you have faith, what do you do? Because you know, sometimes people think that, oh, I have faith, things are going to happen, and they don't do anything. Is that right? Is that a good attitude? Because faith puts us to action. Okay? Faith doesn't mean that, oh, God is going to take care of me. No. Faith is, I believe in God, and I believe that He's going to give me strength, and I'm going to work together with Him to achieve what I have to achieve in life. Okay? Faith moves us into action, not into, as Anna said, you know, just sitting on the sofa, sitting on the couch, becoming comfortable, and thinking that, somehow things are going to work out. There are some moments in life when after doing everything that we could do, we have to wait for things to happen. Okay? That's very true, that sometimes there is nothing else we could do. But those are just a few moments in life. Most of the time, we are called to work together with God and to make big leaps of faith to believe that we could become whatever God planted in our hearts and in our minds that we could become. So have faith and believe and become bigger than yourself, become bigger than life, because it is possible. With God, anything is possible. Do you believe? Do you believe? Okay. Thank you.
Are like people at the parade. Everybody
And he looks, and he could see where he goes. And then he goes back with the people. But at least once in a while, the Christian has the chance to be raised up and to see where the crowd and he is going. That's what my kindness is. To be raised above. And as I call the children, and as the Lord called us, because you have seen, you have believed. So many times we cannot see.
One is enough.
So that, like St. Thomas, after believing, after fully believing, he went all the way to India and he preached the gospel, and finally he died the death of a martyr, because he himself became blessed. He became bigger than life. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.